Hey guys, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. Today we're going to dig into another one of our accountability sessions where we're going to revisit a trader who came on to speak with us last year and is really updating us on his status. Last year, his goal was to really work on finding his direction in trading, meaning learning how to trade, learning the different options out there, and really getting a grasp on what type of trader he wanted to be. Now that he's spent an entire year doing that, this year his focus is on becoming consistently profitable. So it's a pretty cool episode for you guys to listen to. A lot of talk about planning, a lot of talk about goal setting, and especially how to work trading around your life. But before we get into it, I want to say a big thank you guys for supporting the show. We are off to a massive 2019. The numbers have been amazing. You guys have been doing a great job of sharing the show and bringing people in. I just want to say keep it up. I know it takes a measly second out of your life, but every time you hit that like button, if you're watching this on YouTube or you share this on social media, or especially when you give it a rating or review on Apple or whatever podcast site you're watching on or listening on, it does wonders for the show. So please keep it up. The more people we can reach, the more people we can teach, the more questions we get, the more content I have to deliver you in the Trading Coach Podcast.
Most of you know who James is. He's been around for a while. So looking forward to catching up with James, I think. Let's just get his mic on. Hopefully this works straight away. James. Right, James, you should be getting an invite about now to your microphone. And James is coming on. He's been on already before. So if you're new listening to this, James is a regular. And James is someone I've worked. He did the private client group with me last year as well. And so, hello, James. You're all right?
Good. Hi, Jason. Good, mate. How's it going?
You all right? Good stuff. Yeah, mic's sounds really good, really clear. So you probably sound better. Yeah, you sound clear, better than me probably. I'm using a laptop and a headphone set today. So it's I haven't got my normal mic. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Pretty good, mate. Pretty good.
So James, last time you come on, when was that? I can't even remember the.
That was in June. Yeah, June last year.
Quite a while ago. So. But you was making a lot of progress back then. So just for anyone that's new, do you just want to give a rough introduction on who you are and what your background was?
So my name's James, obviously, and I've been with yourself at Tier 1 for a year now. And before that, I was with Trade Empowered as well. I actually started getting into the financial markets about 3 years ago now.
Okay.
Spent a couple of years messing about and got serious about it last year.
and when you came on last time, you was doing a load of back testing, wasn't you? You was testing the hourly time frame and all the rest of it. So
That's it. So the last time I managed to find the right direction for me. I was going about things the wrong way. I was testing the hourly time frame, but I can't trade the hourly time frame because of work and whatever else. So with your help especially, I managed to focus in on when I can trade and when I can do whatever and fit it in around
and
my
lifestyle. How much did that help?
So now? Oh, massively. Absolutely massively. Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm working on the daily time frame, I've done a load of back testing, which I back tested the 28 pairs on one strategy, which I got finished by August last year. And I went into forward testing that strategy from August. And currently still forward testing
on all 28
now.
Pairs?
No, 20, no, like only 23. So I tested the 28 and, five of them weren't profitable or worth putting in. So,
excellent. So first of all, building trading around your life, I think that's a massive one to touch on because you found it was a pain. Loads of people try and force it into their life. They try and, fit things in around their daily routine. And it becomes a burden. It becomes not enjoyable because they don't want to do it, and it's unnecessary. So, what did you do? How did you transition? Did you just change time frame?
Yeah, I changed time frame. I started looking at the daily time frame, which is a lot easier. The candle closes at 10 o'clock our time in the UK. So literally, if I want to, I only have to spend 10 or 15 minutes looking at the charts
and
at 10 o'clock at night. If unless I'm doing something else, obviously I'm trying to do more back testing and whatever else and fit more learning in and that sort of thing.
And I mean, that's something we're going to be touching on tomorrow. You're coming to the event tomorrow, aren't you?
I'll be there
tomorrow. We're going to go through it's going to touch on how you can build it into your life rather than trying to fit your life around learning to trade, because it's a big, big problem. So that's going to be part of what we talk about tomorrow as well.
You just end up stressing yourself out, don't you? And like you said before, it's not enjoyable.
And you can't be consistent. And that's the biggest thing. You can't be consistent. Yeah. You're trying to fit it in, and then sometimes it slips, and it's you're not going to win that way. You're not going to get there that way. You said you've been forward testing. You've been testing the strategy, and it's been performing. You've done all your back testing. How did you manage to complete so much back testing in that time? If you could share that with people, did you set up a dedicated time?
Yeah, so it was literally just trying to set up, 2-3 hours a night, getting up early in the morning, which I'm still doing now. I'm up at 5 o'clock. I do an hour and a half before work, and then I go out the door to work.
And you've really got that into a habit now, haven't back. You? It's a real routine.
Oh yeah. So, the other thing I wanted to talk about was target setting and goals. Last year was the first time in my life, I think, that I actually sat down and
planned,
set a goal and planned out targets to achieve. I achieved most of them except for one, which was I intended to fund a live account for the start of this month, but due to some things cropping up over the last sort of few weeks, personally and financially, I've had to put that on hold.
Because you're running a business and building a business as well in the background, aren't you? Or in the forefront, I should say.
Yeah.
Trading's the background.
Trying to do it all and have family time.
And how did you have any problems with the family or the missus when you're trying to put all that effort into back testing? And
especially last year. We've got it more structured now this year. So where my target setting for last year was a bit more generalized, this year I'm a bit more specific about it. So I've got specific ones that I want to achieve for each quarter, and set out like a daily routine that I've got in spreadsheets. So I'm doing this at this time. I'm going to work. I'm coming back. Spending time with the family for an hour or so after work, and then I'm into the back testing from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock, and then bed and up at 5 o'clock in the morning again. So,
but the hardest thing is getting it into a habit, and then once it's a habit, it becomes just a routine, doesn't it? And you don't really it becomes so much easier, doesn't it? When it's a habit.
Yeah.
It's like you can't imagine not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the other thing we've done this year, which was another tip from yourself, was get a daily planner on the wall and set out the times that you're going to spend with family.
Such a game changer, isn't it?
And, it is. Like, at times last year, like, you know, I'm doing the back testing and it's like nobody knows what's going on. So there's a few moans and groans. This year I'm like, well, this is what happening. This is what's happening then. On these days, we're going to spend time together. We're going to go out and, you know, I don't know, go down to Brighton or do whatever day's out. Everyone knows what's happening. It's a much better frame of mind for everyone to be in.
Definitely. And just touching on that, just in case people didn't realise, if you do plan stuff, it there's a real high probability of it getting done. Like, you, everything you've planned in your life has probably been achieved. Like, if you plan a holiday, if you plan buying a car, you know, you plan going down the, whatever it is you plan, whether it's planning a weekend, planning a barbecue, planning a party, it gets done. And it's because you plan it. But people don't put the same effort into planning the much bigger things, the much bigger pictures, because they're longer term. But if you plan it, it gets done. It's as simple as that. And I was saying in the live room yesterday that people, you know, if you was to work out how much time people spend planning a 7-day break, I've sort of asked some people what they thought, and I did some rough calcs, and it was about 2 hours when you book the flights and the accommodation and the insurance and you do the luggage thing and the parking and all that stuff. It's about 2 hours of your time to book a 7-day break. If you work that out, it's about 1.8% of the entire 7 days that you're there. So you spend 1.8% of the 7 days planning your 7-day break. Now, if you was to apply that to the year, it comes out at about 4.6 days of planning. And that's solid days. So, you know, if you halve that because you're only awake for like 16 hours, say, you're talking about 10 days of planning a year. Now, I don't think many people spend 10 days planning their year.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm found. It's a job before the job, isn't it? The planning. That's what I've been finding the last, you know, few weeks trying to plan for the quarter. It's like, this is taking some time.
But once it's done, it's done.
But it's good. It's good to do, isn't it?
Honestly, I started planning this year in like the third week in December and finished about the 7th of January. I was planning the whole year, but now I'm done and I'm good to go. So what is next then? You're forward testing and you was ready to fund a live account. I know you've had some setbacks with business and stuff. So what's the plan going forward then?
So the plan going forward will be, at the minute I'm just testing. So I think somebody just asked, what strategy am I trading? It's the trend continuation on the daily time frame. Stuart has just said, how am I finding it? I'm finding it much easier in my life, definitely. I'm just trying to test some different types of entries on that strategy, which will hopefully, without compromising the expectancy,
improve
the amount of opportunity, because you know yourself, trading the daily time frame, it's
low opportunity.
There's not a lot happening. Right. So I'm testing some different entries for that, which I'll have done by the end of February, and after that, I'm going to look to back test, you know, some sort of reversal strategy on the daily time frames as well. I haven't set the rules for it yet, but I'm gonna something similar to what you do with double tops and double bottoms, you know, certain levels and extreme highs and lows, probably something similar to that. Test that on the dailies from March sort of time. That'll probably take me 2 or 3
Yep.
yeah, 2 months, and then add that to the portfolio, and then going on from that, start looking at the 4-hour time frame, possibly. Sort of start working my way down and see if I can fit it in to my life, see if I can make it work on the 4-hour from there. And so to the back end of this year, I want to start looking to start being profitable, hopefully. Where last year was finding my direction and back testing, this year is about, you know, looking at things, maybe adding some more discretion, tweaking, and hopefully, you know, by the end of the year, becoming profitable, funding a live account, and gradually adding capital from there and transitioning
over. The great thing about in your business is you can just start dumping cash from your business into your trading account. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So with the business as well, you know, we had a couple of setbacks at the end of last year, a bit quiet this year. But going forwards this year, if half the things come off that we've got planned, then we're on for doubling the turnover that we made last year. Already, that's if half the things come off.
And in that meantime, I know, I'm not going to discuss your personal business, but you're in the process of raising capital for your business, aren't you, as well? So you're doing fund rounds. Which is gonna help you with trading if you ever wanted to raise capital to manage money, for instance.
Yeah. So this project that we've put together at the minute, it might just turn into an exercise project. We've got a few people that we know that we're going to sort of speak to, and then maybe, you know, find some other way of funding it down the line. But I'm not sure about the guy who's selling the land. I'm not too sure how quickly he wants to sell it. I think he wants to get on and get it sold. So we might not be able to raise capital in the right amount of time. So it might just turn into an exercise that we end up doing. But it's a good exercise for us because it's the way
we learn as well
for the future. Yeah, and we've got stuff that we've put together which we'll be able to use in the future as well. So
all right. So Jess said, how old are your kids, by the way?
Yeah, I've got a 19-year-old daughter, a 17-year-old son, and a 2-year-old daughter.
You was almost out in the clear then until you said the 2-year-old.
Yeah, I was almost at the door, weren't I?
So that sounds good, mate. I've been working with you over the last year, and you're very, very grounded and realistic, and you're ambitious, and you're hammering it. You know, you're definitely gonna get there, and just keep on doing it. Keep going where you're going, and keep getting on these accountability sessions and updating and making sure that you've got something to aim towards and try and hit it. All right, mate. Yeah, you're coming to the event tomorrow, so I'll see you there.
Excellent. Yeah.
Anyone who's got any questions for James, if you're watching this video recorded, just leave a little comment below the video, and he'll check and he'll answer your questions. Just before you go, James, is there any advice that you'd give for anyone who's just starting to pick a strategy to backtest? Let's say.
Just like what we talked about before with planning the trading around your life. Make sure that you can handle what you're going to take on. If it means dropping to the weeklies or the dailies or something, then do that. Don't overwhelm yourself. That would be my.
So as a rule of thumb, if you can only check the charts twice a day, you know, for 10 minutes, you might want to consider the daily time frames. And if you can check 3 times a day, you might consider the 4-hour. But if you can check less than three times a day, or if you can't check less than 3 times a day, don't go below the 4-hour. Only when you can check like 4, maybe 5 times a day, you want to start thinking about the hourly. But you really just want to build the skill and the habit up on the higher time frame to make it easier for when you go lower.
Yep, definitely. I'll get out to that.
All right, James. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, mate. Have a nice weekend.
You too, mate. I'll see you tomorrow.